Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Spring is in the air. That's the beauty of LA. It's only February, and you're starting to feel that perk, which means you're out on the track, in the weight room, in the yoga class, the dance class, the Pilates class, and surely enough, you're starting to feel those joints. So today we're going to do the hit on joint pain, but a deeper understanding, because I don't want you to be victimized by either allopathic medicine or even holistic medicine that has, I think, far often, too often, just a superficial view. And those of you who have listened to the show before, you know what that means. Don't fall prey, victim, to the it theory. You got to get a little deeper in your understanding of what your joint pain is about. So there's no one herb, there's no one stretch, there's no one technique, there's no one way. It's that more integrated approach. But to do that, you have to be able to think. You can't just walk in, sit down, and take the advice of somebody blindly with cookie cutter recipes where you're told this is the best and one size fits all. Surely this herb, this stretch, this massage technique, this mental perspective will get rid of your joint pain. You can't afford to do that. Today, joint pain. Every day people call in sick to work. The number one reason, still, the top of the list, the flu. And this is flu season. Some of you have been hit hard. Every year, the number one reason we lose work hours, in the United States at any rate, is the common flu. Number two is IBS. America's gotten to the point where they don't know how to eat the right foods and digestion suffers. The bowel inflames. And before you know it, you're sitting in the bathroom every morning a couple of hours calling in sick to work because you're either bleeding or you're in such physical cramps that you can't make it to work that day, that morning. Number three is still low back pain. Just low back pain. Just that joint alone in the low back. It's the number three, used to be the number two cause of why we don't make it to work. Joint replacement therapy. Boy, are we making inroads with that. And really, when you need it, joint replacement therapy, knee replacement, hip replacement, especially hip replacement. Just supervised a hip replacement last week. Demanded that they put in cobalt and chromium rather than titanium. Can't even imagine why an orthopedic surgeon would use titanium today. Not that cobalt and chromium is much better, but it certainly is much better. Even your orthopedic surgeons won't use titanium generally for a hip replacement anymore. Titanium was the new kid on the block early on, and this is old news in orthopedics, but not for the public. Early on, we started to see titanium was too hard for the body, and its wear rate was faster. So they went back to chromium and cobalt. But that's a wonderful surgery when you need it. Point is, if you take all the joint replacement surgeries in all the states and all the cities in the United States each year, each week, each day, each hour, if you just understood what you're about to hear in the next 60 minutes, you'd never go to surgery. And I think a lot of people, if they understood it, would make that choice. The issue becomes what holistic medicine is pumping to people is too often misunderstood as a one-shot approach. Take this herb, do this stretch, get this chiropractic adjustment, go to this yoga class, get this 10 series rolfing session, and we've got to get a deeper understanding, because these systems, these therapies do work, but they work in integration. And that's the theme of the show. It's nothing new to you, my wonderful audience, if you've been listening. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. There's over 140 shows. That's 140 hours. And it's got a common theme. And that theme is get to a higher level of understanding so you can navigate. Because if you think integration means I'll just do all these therapies instead of one therapy, I'll make an analogy that'll stop your clock. If you think that integration is a matter of just doing all the therapies, yeah, I understand, Medici. It's not just one therapy. I get it. I'll do them all. That's the equivalent of taking sugar and flour and butter and eggs and a little salt and mixing it all, putting it in an oven with no real integration, and turning the heat up to 400 degrees and then wondering why, instead of a wonderful tasting cake, a birthday cake, you've got a mass of disgusting blob. And that's the point. Integration does not mean, yeah, I get it, no single therapy will hit the home run, so I'm just going to throw them all in. Integration comes only from one act. And that act is a maturation. It's an evolution. And that's what the show is about. It's about your evolution, my audience. I'm proud of my audience because I know my audience is learning to navigate. If you ever get sick, if you ever need your joint replaced, if you've ever started to suffer from arthritis, degenerative disc disease, I'm not on this show to tell you to take an herb or to do a chiropractic adjustment or to simply stretch in a yoga class. I'm on this radio station to tell you to understand the essence of all of these things and then take it to your higher intelligence so you learn to navigate. And every show I've done is like this. Joint replacement. First myth. First myth of joint replacement. When you go to your orthopedist and they do the CT scan or the x-ray or the MRI or all three, first of all, try to get them to do the MRI. The MRI is non-invasive. Non-invasive in the sense that an MRI does not use radiation. So if your orthopedic surgeon feels that he can learn enough about the nature of your issue through the MRI, simply get the MRI, number one. Number two, do not listen to, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, you can see, because you understand how to read an MRI, Mrs. Smith. You can understand and see that it's bone on bone, the articular cartilage between the joint of the knee, of the hip. The tibial plateau has no meniscus. The head of the femur into the acetabulum has worn down. There's no space. There's no cartilage. It's bone on bone. And you can see that, Mrs. Smith, on the MRI, on the CT scan, on the x-ray. And therefore, how long have you been in pain? You tried that chiropractic, you did that cleanse, it's still hurting, it's bone on bone, you can see it. There's nothing we can do but replace that joint. Do not buy that nonsense. In the vast percentages of cases where you're told that, you are not bone on bone. This is an understandable exaggeration, and it's understandable not because your orthopedist is greedy. Forget that, that's nonsense. It's because their training is not to see any alternative. And in their experience, when somebody's MRI CT finding looks that deranged, and there, in their estimation, is no alternative, they're going to, in the high sense of ethics, they're going to counsel you to a surgery because that is what they do. And it will get you out of pain. Joint replacements get people out of pain. If you have a person that is not going to do any of the things I'm suggesting on this show, if you have a person that's simply going to try an anti-inflammatory herb or an anti-inflammatory pharmaceutical or a couple of hours on a massage table, they're better off doing joint replacement therapy. Because statistically, those allopathic, those holistic therapies are not going to cut it. They're going to help, but that individual experienced a gross limitation in their lifestyle because of pain, limitation in range of motion, and so they should get their joint replaced. So understand what you're listening to here. You're listening to a model, a functional model of medicine that asks you to understand how to integrate all the various subsets and specialties out there. And it's when you, the public, are not educated enough to understand how to integrate correctly, you mess up your contracts, your sacred contract with your orthopedic surgeon or your physical therapist or your chiropractor or your holistic nutritionist or your yoga therapist or your massage therapist or your Pilates instructor. You mess up your contract because often they're no more educated at navigation than you are. And it literally reduces to the blind or leading the blind. And what the public does, if it's adamant about sticking in the holistic crowd, I'm not going to get that surgery, is they just start to wander. Therapy to therapy to therapy to therapy to therapy. This show is my gift to you to stop that. Because if we were really integrating, you wouldn't suffer that. In every wing of holistic medicine, including allopathic medicine, would be a lot happier. And mind you, their incomes would go up because they'd be providing a better service. We have static. We have congestion. We don't understand how to use the different limbs of healing. So you stay ahead of the curve. So number one, that shoulder, that elbow, that wrist, that knee, that ankle, that low back, that hip hurts. It's hurt for a long time, or you know someone in your family where it has hurt for a long time, and you've had an MRI, scanned, x-rayed. Don't swallow the lie of bone on bone. Now, yes, I'll contradict myself. There are percentages of cases where it's like that. But first law for you to take into yourself today is those statements are generally gross exaggerations simply because the practicing physician doesn't understand the essence of alternatives. They understand alternative medicine in the sense of, yeah, I think based on this finding here with your joint, you can get a chiropractic adjustment or a massage. It isn't going to do a thing. And those physicians are 100% correct. However, if you were actually integrating alternative medicine correctly, well, then those physicians, they'd see very different results very often. So there's number one. Number two, the herbal solution. I want to go after that today. Herbs contain anti-inflammatories, chemicals that break up prostaglandin cycles, thromboxane cycles, so forth and so forth. And those herbs, well, you know, they're inexpensive. You can it's a one-stop shopping. Get the herb and see. And if it helps, fantastic. This show doesn't argue that. So if you want to use boswellan, cat's claw, the harpagosides in devil's claw, the salicin in white willow bark, the sulfur in MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, the curcumin in turmeric, and so on and so on and so on. All these herbs, there's one, what is it, green mussels, the green mussel, the extract from the mussel, the seafood like the clam, the mussel, the green mussel from New Zealand, especially from New Zealand, contains potent anti-inflammatories for joint pain. I mean, we just keep coming up with them every single day. You could multiply that list by 1,000. And it makes sense to hit that first. You know what your success rate is? It's low. It's quite low.